Thank you. It's an incredible instrument. It knocks me out sometimes. Now, I've never been one for being too much of a groupie, but I have to admit I'm probably the one and only groupie of a group called Asa Martin and the Cumberland Rangers. Have any of you ever heard of Asa Martin and the Cumberland Rangers? I didn't think so. Asa, yeah, I thought... they were a group that's been around for about 50-some years, and Asa has always been a talent scout for some different radio station, mostly around East Kentucky, and I had the pleasure of meeting Asa about a year ago, and we sat down one whole evening up in Berea, Kentucky, and traded songs, and I learned a song off him that turned out used to be a real popular song on the radio back about 30 years ago, called The Barefoot Boy with Boots On. So... Shining bright. The stars were casting burning rays on the storm that raged that night. Lightning struck the cow shed and the cows all chewed their cud. Moonlight set the prairie on fire in the middle of the woods. Told the barefoot boy with boots on, come shuffling down the street. His pants were full of pockets and his boots were full of feet. He was born, he was a baby, his grandma's pride and joy. His only sister was a girl and his brother was a boy. Oh, he never was a triplet, but he always was a twin. His legs were fastened to his knees just below his chin. And his feet were fastened to his ankles several inches from his shoulder. And when he grew up, he became a man. Every day he got older. Quickly became his wife. Her weight it was 600 pounds and her looks were just a sight. Her head was full of notions and her mouth was full of tongue. They raised a dozen children, all born when they was young. Six boys, five girls, and then another child. Never tried to raise them right, just let them grow up wild. And late in the evening, Lord, they'd send them off to bed. Not sure if they was living and they wished that they was dead. Oh, the youngest was a baby, but the oldest was one first. The good one was the bad one, but the bad one was the worst. They never knew their ages, no, they never seemed to care. Knew they had a birthday, and it came round once a year. And they never knew their father's age, but they always had a hunch that he was born before their time, was the oldest of the bunch. And when they died, they could not speak their names, they could not tell. Well, the girls all went to heaven, and the boys all went to... This isn't one from Asa, but I liked it, so I stuck it on. All the organ peeled potatoes, lard was rendered by the choir. When the parson rang the dish rag, someone set the church on fire. Holy smokes, the teacher shouted as he madly tore his hair. Now his head resembles heaven, for there'll be no parting there.
John McCutcheon, on stage.
Thanks.
At the Florida Folk Festival. John was one of the most popular and personable performers at the festival, and his dulcimer and children's workshops were as lively and informative as any of the many workshops scattered over the grounds during the weekend. In the course of the children's workshop with Pat Shields, he gave an impromptu Jew's harp lesson, and later, back on stage, invited the audience to join him in a song with the Jew's harp.
At no extra cost, you all are going to get a free Jew's harp workshop. Now, first of all, I'll show you how to play, and then I'll teach you a song that we can all sing together with these things. The first thing you got to do is you got to get yourself a good Jew's harp. Now, that's very, very important. If you don't have a good Jew's harp, you can't play. So don't go out and buy these things that look like they're made out of cast iron or something like that. They're the most common kind you can find. Don't mess with them. What you want to do is get some that look like this. They're made out of steel. You'll be able to tell them. They're usually painted or something. Like, if scrape the paint off a little bit, they sound a lot better. But these are called Appalachian jaw harps, or there's a kind of chrome model put out by the General Motors called the Snoopy harp. And they're about the most expensive Jew's harps. They'll be about $350. And these will be about, range from about 95 cents to $250 or something like that. What you do then is you run home and lock yourself in the bathroom. Because you got to be able to see what you're doing, and you look like a real fool when you're starting out. You also want to be near some place where you can wash up afterwards. So you hold it in your left hand, and you pick it here with your right hand. Now you got to make sure that your left hand isn't touching this little tongue here. Now you can't go in the music store and stick it in your mouth and try it out, because they'll make you buy it then. So what you can do is just try the little tongue here is what I call it. And if it's got a lot of vibration, then it's a good Jew's harp. And you got to make sure that the forks here are real close to the tongue. You see how close they are? Now you take it in your hand and you put it up against you. Now you got to part your teeth about this far. It's very, very important that you put your teeth apart. There's got to be a little space in there, otherwise there'll be one shortly. Put it up against your teeth like this. So you don't bite down on it, because that closes that gap. And it's very important you have good contact with your teeth, because what's happening is it's resonating through the bones in your head. And you'll know you're doing it right when everything in front of you is sort of jumping around. Now you should get a nice loud sound like that. Now to get it even louder, you breathe through it. Those of you who were in the high school band remember about breathing from your diaphragm, how your band director hits you over the head. If I was going to exaggerate it, you'd be breathing from your stomach. You know how a dog, when it's tired, flops over on its back and the stomach goes up and down? Well, that's how you breathe from your diaphragm. You flop over on your back.
You have to be part dog to play one of these.
See how much louder it is? And by breathing in and out, you get your rhythm. Just keep this hand striking steady. Now, if you strike in, you're not going to knock your teeth out. If you strike out, you shouldn't, but you always do. And it's also easier on your Jew's harp. Then, step four is you start moving your tongue around. And it's just like whistling. If you have your tongue in the back of your mouth and move it to the front, the tone will get higher. Now, they had a guy hired for the Looney Tunes at $50,000 a year. Whenever somebody got hit in the head, he'd go... Play the Jew's harp for fun and profit. Mother Logo, she likes whiskey. Oh, Mother Logo, she likes wine. Oh, Mother Logo, she got drunk and she went across the river on a pumpkin vine. A hoot-a-la-da-loo, dad doo dad doo da da hoot a la da loo dad doo die. A hoot-a-la-da-loo, dad doo dad doo da da hoot a la da loo dad doo die. Now, y'all been sitting there on your folding chairs all afternoon. How about if you sing that part with me? It's easy enough. It just goes, hoot-a-la-da-loo-da-doo-da-doo-da-da, hoot-a-la-da-loo-da-doo. You folks in the shade, too. Hoot-a-la-da-loo-da-doo-da-doo-da-da, hoot-a-la-da-loo-da-yay. Oh, the
the death of my poor children. Oh, the death that they did die. Some got killed and some got drowned. Some got choked on a chicken pie. Singing hoot-la-da-loo-da-doo-da-doo. A hoot-la-da-loo-da-doo-die. A hoot-la-da-loo-da-doo-da-doo. Let a hoot-la-da-loo-da-doo-die. The logo, she got drunk. Well, she fell in the fire and she kicked up a chunk. A red hot coal fell right in the shoe. And great God Almighty, how the ashes flew. Singing hoot-a-la-da-loo, dad-doo, dad-doo. Last chance, hoot-a-la-da-loo, dad-doo, die-ay. A hoot-a-la-da-loo, dad-doo, dad-doo. Let a hoot-a-la-da-loo, dad-doo, die-ay. Thanks. I was sitting down underneath a tree out back just fiddling around with my banjo. I started fooling around with a little tune and I started singing it. One of the people from the Marietta Johnson School was back there and she started singing along. She says, God, I haven't sung that song in a long time. Nobody ever sings it anymore. And I thought about it and that's probably the most well-known song in America. It's got a really interesting history. It was written back in the early 1940s when, unless you wrote for a Tin Pan Alley publisher, chances are your songs never got around to a very wide range of people. So the fellow who wrote the song published it in the Daily Worker, which was the National Communist Party newspaper. And because it was published in that newspaper, regardless of the author's political leanings, people tried to get it banned. And they weren't very successful at it, and about 10 or 15 years later, there was a big move to make it the national anthem. And those same people would probably be pretty surprised to know that, I don't know, a school child or an adult who doesn't know this song. And sometimes when you think that you've sung all those old songs over and over again, it does your heart good to sing them again. And I was walking ribbon of highway, I saw above me an endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. Singing, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. Well, I've roamed and I've rambled. I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. While all around me, a voice was sounding. It said, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land. Oh, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. A lot of verses have been written to this song over the years. Some are unprintable. Some are in different languages. People, singers that I know who've been around the world say people in Russia sing this song in Russian and people in Mexico sing it in Mexicanese. All over the world. People writing verses. There's a little girl in Knoxville, Tennessee, who wrote a verse about it once. If all the grown-ups across these oceans could get together, combine their notion, with peace around us, we'd all be happy. If this land was made for you and me, this land is your land, this land is my land. California, the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This line was made for you and me. This is a verse I learned from my friend Hawk Littlejohn. This land is your land, but it was my land before we sold you Manhattan Island. You put our nation on a reservation. This land was stole by you from me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. We've come a long way here. Got a long way to go yet. Got things to learn here. Got seeds to sow yet. So many brothers and sisters, it seems we still don't know yet that this land was made for you and me. Let's sing it one more time now. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Oh, this land was made for you and me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Now, aren't you glad we go talent scouting? That's just wonderful. John, we're so glad you're here. We have the lady who comes on next to thank for pointing out John to us. Let's give Betty Smith a great big hand, even before she comes on the stage. Betty is one of our loveliest singers who sings in the tradition and plays the psaltery. I had bragged that there were going to be about 4 or 5 psaltery players here this weekend. I don't know what happened to them all, Betty. But we're mighty glad that you brought your psaltery and that you're playing it so well.
This was going to be called Gentle Maiden, but it didn't sound much like it did it then. wandered by. I've seen the Hudson and I've seen the Clyde. I've courted by Loch Lomond side. But I dearly love the border. There's a certain peace of mind. Bonnie lassies, there you'll find men so sturdy yet so kind. Among the hills of the I never did know. Among the hills of the border,
enthusiastic applause for the sweet singing of Betty Smith and her psaltery, one of the most ancient of instruments. It's delicate and temperamental, but it has a beautiful sound in the hands of a player like Betty. After a break for lunch, the audience reassembled under the warm September sun, and Cousin Thelma, her schoolteacher instincts alert for signs of drowsiness, had a pepper-upper for the crowd.
It's just about time for me to turn my page. No, I don't have to turn it yet. And begin the program, and I can't think of a better way to wake you up, because I know you're nice and full and sleepy and the sun's warming you, than with Patrick Shields and the Roberts Brothers from Kaiser, West Virginia.
We're going to do something a little different for you this afternoon. We found John McCutcheon last night over at the Swanee Inn or wherever it was, and we just had such a good time hollering and screaming, carrying on most of the night. That's probably why you couldn't sleep. Anyway, we're going to try to do you some fiddle music and some of the craziness that we know. Okay, the first one we're going to do is
Bow of the Mountain.